This podcast is scheduled for one fall. Now residing in the Quad Cities, Dave in the QC. And his tag team partner from Rochester, New York, this is RJ. Today's episode is powered by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you're going to get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to let them know that RJ from the Ringside Rant sent you in how you heard about Podgo section on your application. It's Friday. You know what that means. It's another great episode of the Ringside Rant. I am RJ, the man with the magical voice. He is a tan and very toit. Dave in the QC. Dave, what's up, man?
Oh, another one of those days. Got back from our vacation in Arizona. Turn around and look up in the sky and it's snowing and ice coming down here in the great old Midwest. Gotta love living here. So stupid.
Well, I could definitely relate to that. And just waking up, what was it, last weekend, my wife ended up going skiing with a couple of our friends from work. And I stayed, I don't ski. I have no need to ski. I don't want to ski. I've never skied in my life. So I'm like, have at it. I don't care. And stayed home, had a guy's weekend with my son. And I look out the window, I think it was Saturday, and it's, I was watching basketball. And I look out the window, I'm like, it's fucking snowing. Are you kidding me? It was like 60s the day before. I'm like, what the Christ? I hate it. It's a Midwest and it's a Northeast, man. I don't know what it is, but I've done it my whole life. So what the heck's another couple hundred, 10, 15 years, whatever.
I can't get back to the South fast enough. I absolutely loathe living here. If it wasn't for our friends and everybody that we're real close with, we'd have been gone by now.
Yeah. No, I even told my wife, I said, I'm not going South. If anything, I'd go down to like Carolinas or something. I'm not all going all the way down.
Wuss.
Yeah. Well, my in-laws, my wife's family, they used to have a house down on Anna Maria Island in Florida there. That was beautiful down there. It's a great area. And very expensive, very, very expensive. Their house backed up. It was her grandmother's house when she used to live down there and backed up to Double Side Canal, access to Tampa Bay. We were within 45 minutes from St. Pete. So you had all that stuff. But yeah, it's too much for me. I'd rather deal with a blizzard than a hurricane, to be honest with you.
No way, not a million years, especially living in Tampa. Tampa hasn't been hit by a major hurricane in like 50-something years, 60 years almost.
It's more of the East Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you really don't get that much stuff coming up the Gulf side, right?
But it's just, I mean, the way they build things now, you go buy something new, a hurricane's not tearing it down. It'll be all right.
Well, right. And the people that ended up buying the house, they ended up, but what happens is we see it when we used to go down all the time. We used to go down maybe once a year, maybe for vacation, but it changes every time we go down. People are buying two lots, knocking them down and building these huge monstrosities of homes, which, hey, if you got the money, go for it. But it's just the land, the property is more worth more than anything else. And you have to actually have to build it up. You have to have an X amount of feet above sea level.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's just how it is. But it's normal when you live down there. That's just the way it is. Yeah. I mean, we have, like where I live now, I don't have a overly big yard.
Mm-hmm.
But like my brother came up for Thanksgiving with his son, and his son just loved the fact that we had this yard that he could play in. And I hate my yard because what I consider my backyard is basically a steep hill, so we can't even really use it, but mm-hmm. we still have plenty of room in the side and the front to do things that we want to do. But my house is very odd shaped, and I live in a very weird neighborhood because we're a private neighborhood on this lake. Mm-hmm. So the houses are different, but it is what it is. But at least we have something.
Yeah, because all down Florida, and I'm sure you can relate to it, there is no grass down there. If you have grass, you're very fortunate. It's all usually like stone yards, pretty much.
No, it was my neighborhood, everybody had grass.
Yeah.
My dad's neighborhood, everybody had grass, and that was on the water. But, I mean, yeah, there's a couple that might have stone, but
less maintenance and stuff. Well, maybe it was honestly, and probably just
everybody has pools.
Yeah.
So you lose a lot of your yard from your pool.
Yeah. And I think it was more so of with my father-in-law and her and his mother. It was not everybody was down there all the time. So I guess it was less maintenance where you had somebody come by, you know, once every other week or something to weed or whatever. But yeah, like you said, yeah,
everybody pays. I mean, you pay somebody to do your yards down there. Nobody does their own yard.
Yeah. Well, it's too hot anyways.
To do, but we didn't in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too hot anyways. Who needs that stuff?
I played high school football down there. You want to talk about hot? You don't know hot.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's right.
And this was back in the day when, before they knew that water was staying hydrated was the greatest thing you could do.
That was a big thing to do.
You'd be lucky to get one or two water breaks from the old water hose.
Yeah. And it tastes like metal.
In high school football back in those days. Let me tell you what two-a-days were like in August in Tampa, Florida. It sucked.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was pretty bad up here in the middle of August in Western New York, but I guess it's nothing on Southern football. So
that's why Southern football always wins everything too, because football in the North is stupid.
Yeah, well, I won't deny that. not at all. But it's been a pretty busy week in professional wrestling and in the world in general, but let's send it up to the ring with Mr. Rich Paladino for the opening contest.
Ringside Rant fans, it is now time for RJ and Dave to throw down their opinions on what's hot around the world of professional wrestling, sports, and pop culture, and is scheduled for a 10-minute time limit. It's the opening contest.
Thanks to Mr. Rich Paladino for that great introduction. Dave, we got some news coming out of NXT this past week. NXT TakeOver is now two nights. Mr. William Regal announced last week that NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver Night 1 will be Wednesday, April 7th, live at 8/7 Central on the USA Network, which would typically be their NXT night anyways. And then night two will be Thursday, April 8th, live on Peacock at 8/7 Central. They teased a little bit this past week of a Finn Balor and Karrion Kross match. They've been going with this Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly match. But I've heard quite a bit of rumors saying that O'Reilly's hurt. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. They've also been teasing the Io Shirai and Raquel Gonzalez match, which that'll be a fucking banger of a match. But
I kind of have a little crush on Raquel Gonzalez.
She's got something. I'll give you that much.
I'd let her punch me in the face
for a dollar. For free. There's always one kid that you always just want to punch in there. You get punched in your face or something. But yeah, what are your thoughts on this takeover being two nights a la like what they're doing with WrestleMania?
I think it's pretty cool to do it two nights like they're doing with WrestleMania, especially get more talent on the show. But it brings me back to my old point that NXT is not the main roster. If these guys aren't on the main pay-per-views, how can they be considered the main roster? And that's where it's at. We're going to talk later on about our WrestleMania matchups, and I have quite a few different NXT matchups on that because, for one, I think NXT puts on a better product than the quote-unquote main roster does anyway. So why the hell are these guys not on WrestleMania? Why aren't they getting a WrestleMania payday off this?
Right. No, I get that, and I think that I'm sure somewhere along the lines, someone is going to get a little bit extra pay out of this. I think
I'm hoping this is going to be in a real arena and not the little Capitol Wrestling Center or whatever, because they haven't announced. But
they haven't announced it.
WrestleMania tickets were supposed to go on sale today, you know, as we're recording this.
Yeah.
And have not. And they just announced last week that they've bumped it up from 30,000 in attendance to 45,000 each night. So is this going to be something else? So I'm just wondering, because we don't know yet.
Well, and this is three weeks away. By the time this airs,
these questions might have already been answered, but
right.
Where's this going to be held?
Right.
Is there going to be fans there? And I think, to me, that's what NXT is sorely, sorely missing, is the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had that established fan base, and these NXT takeovers, they would get rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only, you know, 2.5 hours long, so it's not a 7-hour WrestleMania where everybody's asleep halfway through the show. And that's what makes takeovers great. But like I said before, how can you be considered main roster if you're never established or showcased or anything like that on any of those shows with the main roster?
Well, I think they're still trying to, you go back to the old adage of what's best for business, but with NXT, that's where your moneymaker is. That's where you're going to get your ratings. That's where you're going to get your money. That's where you're going to get your advertisers, is NXT, because a lot more people are going to be watching NXT. Granted,
look how excited people were to watch it when the stars got stuck in Saudi Arabia that one time,
and
have NXT come up, and that was probably one of the best SmackDown ratings they had.
Probably haven't seen a good one like that since. But yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna still be interesting to see this whole Peacock thing on how that's gonna work, because I've seen stuff that they're saying you can only get X amount of things over on Peacock once they move over, which I'm pretty sure is going to be this weekend, because
it's supposed to be in 2 days, but
yeah,
I think the network's still going through like the end of the month.
I think so. I think I saw that too, with a couple of the group chats I've been in
Peacock, but they're saying like most of the content won't be moved over till like after SummerSlam or something.
But
what the hell are we paying for Peacock for?
I haven't paid for crap yet, but
well, I'm going to buy it as soon as I get it. I wanted Peacock anyway. I have every other freaking one. I might as well throw another one on the list.
Well, just put it on the list with free. I'm sure your kids would absolutely love it, right? I don't even know. I don't even know what the hell you get on Peacock outside of the network now, but is it all like TV shows and shit?
I guess. I don't know.
So it's probably like a glorified Netflix that it's basically NBC driven.
Yeah.
So it's probably like NBC, USA, all those substitute networks. But yeah, I think they've finally came to the realization that NXT should be two nights, bigger bang for your buck. You can get a lot more people on the cards. It's still going to be a matter. We keep saying it time and time again, whether it's NXT, WWE, AEW, Impact, New Japan, whatever. It's all about
the
writing.
There's going to be a lot of stuff going on, though.
Yeah.
NXT on Wednesday, NXT on Thursday, Hall of Fame on Friday, WrestleMania on Saturday, WrestleMania on Sunday,
Raw on Monday. Yeah. Whew. It's going to be, but the thing is, though,
content overload.
Well, when we had Dan St. Germain on last week, big thanks to him for being on again. We talked about that. It might have been you that mentioned it, is for the whole weekend, it's like $7,000. If you want to go to NXTs, you want to go to WrestleManias.
That's if you want front row.
Well, right. But
who doesn't want front row?
But that's the thing. It's not going to be that. I don't think it'll be that much less than $7,000. If you figure you're going to be to every single show, Hall of Fame, Monday Night Raw after. Well,
I think they were doing WrestleMania tickets separately, supposedly.
Oh, they were? I thought it was. I thought they were doing certain packages.
I'm sure they will, but I mean,
that's
think
a smart
the
thing
main
to do.
Thing was though was to try and sell 90,000 tickets.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what this 45,000 is actually going to A, sound like, B, look like, and see how what the reception is going to be, because if it gets a good reception, I think you're going to start to see, you know, Major League Baseball, you're going to start to see a lot of these major sports organizations, these leagues, really make a strive to get more fans into their facilities.
Well, I know the Texas Rangers announced last week that they are full capacity opening day.
Really?
But you have to wear masks.
Well, I think either way, even if
I don't even care anymore. I literally, it's just like going to the airport. It's so stupid. You're waiting in line to check your fucking bags, and they make you stand 6 feet apart. Like you're not all going to be shoved into a fucking tuna can an hour later when you're sitting on an airplane.
Right.
What's the difference between sitting on an airplane with a mask and going to an arena with a mask? Nah, shit. Let's roll with it.
Well, at least with, they're like, oh, well, at least with outdoor sports, you're outside. It doesn't matter. Are you kidding me?
But I mean, I had just going to Arizona. We had friends. They went and saw the Cubs game.
Yeah.
They played.
Yeah.
There's fans there.
Well, yeah. But were they, were there only X amount of people left or allowed in? Yeah. Or
I mean, it wasn't full.
Right.
And they like zip tied seats and stuff. So, you know, to try and social distance, it's basically you couldn't buy anything. Yeah, all the tickets were sold up front.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't go up to the window and buy tickets or anything like that. So they knew ahead of time what seats were sold, what weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure WrestleMania will have it. WWE, they'll have it all figured out for WrestleMania.
Oh, no doubt. I'm sure. I think it's just a matter
of. But it's just silly at this point. Like, oh, we can't have anybody in an open air stadium, but millions of people fly on airplanes every day. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's just get going. But yeah,
you know, if you want to, you know, wear your mask. I mean, like I've told people, it's been a year now. I mean, I'm so over the mask shit that I can't stand it.
Yeah.
But if I wear my mask where I'm required, but
yeah,
you're never going to see me riding in my car wearing a mask looking like some jobber. I don't do that. That's just silly.
I've seen a few people do that. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, you're by yourself first and foremost.
Like I put on Facebook the other day. I finally saw my first person at the airport when we got back home waiting for the baggage. There was some lady there standing there with two masks on like a dummy. Really? Two masks?
Like it's going
to
prevent it.
And it's not like she looked like she was probably 25 to 30 years old. It's not like it's some
older person. Yeah, older person. Yeah. No, I get that. I think it's just a matter of it's going to be the new normal, unfortunately. But something.
I'll never, ever get used to wearing a mask. I absolutely fucking hate it.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not the only one. But something that we don't hate is the NWA Back in Action that is coming up this Sunday, March 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fight TV. You and I are both big NWA fans. It's going to be interesting to see. They got a banger of a card that they have announced so far. I'll just run it down real quick and then we'll discuss it. But we'll start at the bottom first. Just announced this evening is Pope, who is your NWA television champion, will take on and put his title on the line against Thomas Latimer. We're going to see your girl.
And Pope, for those that you don't know, that's D'Angelo De Niro.
Or formerly Elijah Burke. Yeah.
In WWE's version of ECW, that shit show back in the day. That's Pope.
Yeah. We're going to see your girl, Thunder Rosa.
I haven't heard about her match. Who's her match on?
Camille
Brick?
Yep. And it was for the number one contender for Serena Deeb's NWA women's title.
I don't see Thunder Rosa winning that one.
I hate to say it too.
I mean, Camille Brick's pretty and it's whatever, but if you've ever seen her wrestle, she's not there yet.
No, you don't think so?
She's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Don't tell Jay-Z I said that. She's got a long way to go. I've never really been impressed with her work so far. She looks like a million bucks though.
Oh yeah. She's definitely there that way. Yeah.
I like the NWA, but with Thunder Rosa, all the work she's done, I don't see her staying in the NWA much longer.
Yeah, she sent out. Well, actually, you know what? We'll get into that after I announce the rest of the card. But remind me to talk about Twitter with her when we get to that match. We're gonna see a fatal four-way with Crimson, Jax Dane, Slice Boogie, and Jordan Clearwater.
I only know who Crimson is. I don't know who the other guys are.
Jax Dane had a pretty good feud with Tim Storm, I believe, back in the day. And then our main event, the real world's champion, Mr. Nick Aldis, is putting his 10 pounds of gold on the line against Aaron Stevens. They basically came out and said this is going to be in tribute to Josephus, who recently has passed. And
don't know who that is. That's the question mark.
Question mark, yes. And the last time that we saw Aaron Stevens, he lost his title, his national title, Trevor Murdoch, back in September of last year. And then obviously everything hit the fan with the NWA and they haven't been back since.
I'm guessing we'll see Trevor Murdoch on this card as well.
I would hope so. I really would hope so. Hopefully we'll see something with him putting his title on the line.
I definitely have to buy it. If Thunder Rosa's on it, I got to buy it. So
go over to Fight TV right now. And you can purchase it. I believe it's like $20 or something like that. I believe.
Whatever it is, I'll pay it.
It's worth it. It's worth it anyways.
They also announced the signings of Tyrus and the former Chris Masters. I think it's Chris Adonis now.
Chris Adonis. Yep. Adonis, I was just getting to that. Yeah.
So I don't know where I got Aldonis from. Adonis.
Yeah. Your tongue. Blah, 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 blah.
I just ate a bunch of ice cream.
I think after we stop recording, I think that's in my future too. I stopped drinking, but I kept eating more and more. I don't know what the hell it is. I got to substitute for something.
I'm a natural like drunk. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I was up there singing. I was trying to teach my kids how to sing that song Informer during dinner time and dancing. So remember that song by Snow? Informer. Blah, 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 blah. I need you boom boom now. That's all anybody ever knows. That was my shit back in the 90s. Little white Canadian dude singing reggae. Check it out.
Well, everybody thinks I'm Canadian, so I can start singing reggae.
Well, you are. You live up in Buffalo.
Rochester, close enough. I'm 2 hours from the border. Well, no. About an hour and a half from the border. But I don't know. Who cares? So, honestly, this main event, that's going to be what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing Nick Aldis putting his title on the line against Aaron Stevens, seeing where this goes.
Is Strictly Business still a thing in the NWA?
I don't know.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Strictly Business was Nick Aldis's little faction with Camille Brick and
Tom
Latimer, and then the other guy that left.
Oh, crap. What the heck is his name?
What was his name?
Royce Isaacs.
Yeah, he left.
And he left. I'm pretty sure that unless they plan on putting another person in there to take the place of Royce, I don't see it happening.
They had Scott Steiner.
At one point they did, but they didn't really promote anything. That's a problem. But I think it's going to be a wait and see thing. I think they're just want to test the waters with this and see what happens, see what kind of reaction that they get from this pay-per-view. And go from there. Maybe it's something that they can institute later on.
Yeah, I like the NWA. It's fun to watch. I feel like it's going to be a glorified indie.
Well, at first though, because everybody's still
some of your older talent to come in.
Yeah.
But anybody that's good will leave. They can't afford to lock anybody into a long-term contract. You'll have your Nick Aldis. Nick Aldis has his own deal with them, and that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the contract terms are. I mean, you see, Ziggy Dice is gone. Royce Isaacs is gone. Eli Drake is gone. These were all guys that we saw on TV the last time they were on, NWA Power on YouTube the last time they were on. The question mark is passed, but that was kind of a comedy gimmick anyway. But that's my whole thing with Aaron Stevens. I see Aaron Stevens can be a big star with the NWA and something like that if they keep him away from the comedy. So when he came in, he did his little thing with question mark and the Mongrovia stuff, but he was a comedy player for them. So I want to see what he can offer in a serious role with the company. And I think he's someone that will stay with the company long term, because I think he's got some booking stuff with the company now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got other, he's doing other things with the NWA outside of just being an on-air performer.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see about that. And I mean, I think Aaron Stevens is a great name. I don't see him defeating Nick Aldis.
No, I don't either.
But I see, like, Nick Aldis is somebody that I want to see in the big leagues. He's always been in TNA or, you know, NWA. I want to see him in the big leagues, go up against some of these guys and see what he can do. I like Nick Aldis.
Well, no, I do too. I think he's fantastic.
I don't like him as much as Jay-Z does or anything like that, but I think he's a hell of an interview. Yeah. I think he looks like a champion. He does a great job carrying that title. But I'd like to see him really go up against the big stars. I've never seen his matches with Cody.
It's on YouTube. Go check it out. I think it is. But I think with Nick Aldis, with the NWA 10 pounds of gold, I really think they should make it a traveling championship. Take it to, we've seen them do it with the women's title. Take it to the NWA, take it to Impact, take it to ROH. Hell, take it to Japan if you want to.
I just wish, I'm not a fan of that belt, that 10 pounds of gold belt.
You don't like it?
No, I wish they would go with the big gold.
Big gold?
Go with the old NWA version of the big gold.
But
be much more impressed with that.
Doesn't WWE have the rights to that, though?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Somebody,
like, they use it, they get a little stupid W belts. Who cares?
Well, somebody hit us up with that. I'm sure I'll ask Podwater Dave and see if he knows about that. I don't know, but anyways, the Thunder Rosa thing that I wanted to mention before we get to rants and raves is she sent out a cryptic tweet. I took it as a cryptic tweet anyways. I believe it was yesterday, saying that she can't count the days aren't coming soon enough or something like that. I'm paraphrasing it, of course. But
I haven't been on Twitter a lot lately.
Yeah. I think it was like yesterday or Sunday or something, but I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. Anyways, regardless, it came off as saying basically the same way that Zicky Dice did it, saying, hey, I'm counting down the days until my contract's up.
Well, you got to think that, you know, like Zicky Dice and Thunder Rosa, especially Thunder Rosa, you'd have to think WWE and AEW are willing to shell out money for her.
Oh, I know more for
money
a fact.
More money than NWA can afford to pay her.
Well, and I think NWA's gotten to the point where that they're basically saying, okay, well, once it's up, you know, it's anybody's game, and I don't think they're going to hold her back. I think they want to see her succeed. And I don't know anybody personally with the NWA. I don't know Mr. Corrigan personally, but from what I've read and whatnot, I'm pretty sure that he's just wants everybody to succeed and make wrestling great.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't even matter. I mean, he doesn't have Vince McMahon or Tony Khan pockets.
Oh, he's nowhere close.
If somebody's got, you know, if he's got talent that somebody else wants, somebody else is going to get that talent.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be a wait and see game. Honestly, if she's going to sign anywhere, I think we've seen a lot of her in AEW. My guess.
I'm so turned off with her in AEW, though.
Oh, so am I. But I'd rather see her in NXT.
I want her in NXT so bad. But my main problem with her going to NXT is she would no longer be Thunder Rosa. She would no longer have that gimmick. They would rename her like Miranda Martinez or something.
But I think she,
and then it would be completely different, and it wouldn't be the Thunder Rosa gimmick that we want, because that gimmick, it's not even the person.
Right.
You know, I liked the gimmick. That's what drug me in to find her on Twitter and, you know, look up the Thunder Rosa persona. Yeah. I followed her on Twitter when she had like 7,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
not 80,000 like she has now or whatever.
Right. But
it's been a fun ride watching her grow, but she was awesome in the NWA and they booked her right. And that's my biggest thing with AEW is that they just, I don't get AEW's, I don't get AEW's booking at all anyway. So, you know, and I mean, we've discussed this on the show. That's one of my main issues with AEW, who I fully support in every which way possible, because I'm all about more wrestling and more shows and, you know, more something besides WWE. Like, I still hate the fact that we no longer have a WCW or anything like that, a viable program that's been around for years and years and years, because, you know, you look at it, AEW is still an upstart company with a lot of indie talent. And it's just, it's there. They do have some good top names, but the women's division has been booked like shit on the bottom of a shoe. And I don't get it. I probably will never get it. And I guess that's why I can't work in the wrestling business or anything like that about it, because I just don't understand their logic.
Right.
With the star that they have, or, I mean, just the whole booking of this last number one contenders tournament blew my mind in every which way imaginable. It didn't make any sense, but it's like, whatever. I mean, at this point, I expect it when it comes to the AEW women's division. It's not going to be what anybody would ever expect. It just, shit just comes out of left field, but it is what it is. So people continue to watch it, and that's great. I continue to watch it. I continue to support, and we go with it. But I think Triple H could do a lot with her in NXT under the Thunder Rosa banner. I mean, I would love to see an Io Shirai Thunder Rosa matchup, stuff like that. Thunder Rosa Dakota Kai. I mean, you could have some awesome, awesome matches there. And I just, the women in AEW just do not do it for me right now. A lot of those matches look bad. They don't look realistic in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And it's just, it's not there. And I think Thunder Rosa is better than that.
No, and I think once she gets to, if and when she gets to NXT, I'm pretty sure she owns the rights to the name of Cobra Moon, which was her independent name before she became Thunder Rosa, and when she was over in Lucha Underground. This goes back a while, but yeah, I don't know if she owns it.
Well, I don't know. I think she owns it because she sells the merch.
Yeah.
But
so that might be the secondary name.
She owns the Thunder Rosa name as well.
Oh, okay. So she does. Well, as long as she trademarks and it's hers, I guess she could, unless.
But WWE will want to move her on. She'll be something else. It wouldn't.
Yeah. Matter. Yeah.
But I mean, only the AJ Styles of the world and the Samoa Joes are going to get that special treatment where they get to keep their name.
Right.
I mean, even Daniel Bryan didn't get to keep his name.
Well, yeah, because he was Bryan Danielson when he was with Independence.
Yeah, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens, same thing. So they're not going to keep Thunder Rosa. You know it would be something else. And it's just, I mean, if Eli Drake can't keep his name, Thunder Rosa is not keeping her name.
Right. But one thing we are going to be keeping is the rants and raves this week. So let's send it up to the ring with Mr. Rich Palladino.
It is now time for rants and raves.
All right, Rich, thanks for that. Now, RJ, we're going to continue on with what we talked about 2 weeks ago before our episode with Dan St. Germain last week. We went over what our WrestleMania cards would be if we were the ones that were booking WWE at the time.
Right.
So let's start out with you. Night one, this would be Saturday, opening match of WrestleMania. What do you have?
I am going to have Walter taking on Tommaso Ciampa. This is going to be for the WWE NXT UK Heavyweight Championship. We talked about creating one NXT. This is going to be kind of that little kickoff to it. Walter is going to come in. These are both two hard-hitting dudes. There is no beating. You want Walter to stand tough. You want Walter to really show off this division that is the NXT UK. I'm going to have Walter take out Tommaso Ciampa in a barn burner of a match, in a real banger of a match.
I get it. Well, I'm going to go a little bit different direction than you. I'm going to stay with NXT, because I think NXT is the best product out there by far. And I think the perfect match to open WrestleMania would be Jordan Devlin versus Santos Escobar in a cruiserweight title unification match. Since Jordan Devlin was our cruiserweight champion before this whole COVID pandemic and everything, Santos Escobar won it, obviously, because he's there and can wrestle every week.
Right.
If I had my way, I would see Jordan Devlin lose his cruiserweight title to Santos Escobar at WrestleMania in a unification match, because I think Santos Escobar is one of the best cruiserweights we have going today, because he can talk on the mic and he can back it up in the ring.
And he's got that look, man. I really dig his look too. After he unmasked too.
It's not like, yeah, it's when he came in, he was very vanilla.
Yeah.
Like with the mask gimmick and all that. And then when he pulled it off after he beat Drake Maverick for the cruiserweight title, it was a whole new persona, a whole new gimmick, and it worked great. And I loved it.
Right.
And so that's what I would do. So
yeah.
We'll move on to match two. So night one, match two. Let me hear your thoughts.
So I didn't really, from what we talked about last week, I didn't really change my card, the order, too much, because I pretty much, when we talked about it, that was the order I thought it was going to be. So I'm going to go with the U.S. title match, your champion Matt Riddle taking on Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne is one of those guys that not necessarily needs gold to get over, but it helps a little bit. It helps a little bit. And I really think that he could do his best work on the main roster, because I think he's pretty much ran roughshod all over NXT. You know, he's been through a number of guys. He's had great matches with Kyle O'Reilly. He's had great matches with Finn Balor on NXT. I really want to see him spread his wings a little bit and get onto the main roster. And I think this is a good way of doing it, a la what Carlito did when he debuted on the main roster, taking out John Cena, winning the U.S. title. I'm going to have Pete Dunne, your new U.S. champion, defeating Matt Riddle, or Riddle, whatever the hell you want to call him. I don't care.
All right. So we're thinking the same person on this.
Okay.
And I'm going to go a different direction, and I'm going Riddle, but I'd like to see Riddle versus Goldberg. And the main reason is you know, there's an animosity there that's real, where Riddle has talked shit about Goldberg and calling him Oldberg and saying he could destroy him in real life and yada yada yada, which, if you're smart in any way, shape, or form, you know that Riddle would absolutely maul Goldberg in real life.
Of course.
Because Riddle's a real fighter and can really fucking go. And I would love to see that. You would never get it, because Goldberg would never sign up for it. And I would want to see Riddle beat Goldberg. I have no desire to watch Goldberg ever in the ring again. And I'd like to see Riddle be the one to end him. And I'd like to see Riddle get a mean streak going with it. So, you know, I would like to see Riddle versus Goldberg. And then if I couldn't get that, I'd like to see Riddle versus Daniel Bryan. But that's just kind of my two there. Those are two matches that I would love. So U.S. title match, Riddle versus Goldberg. Goldberg going after the first title he ever won again to end his career.
Right.
And then obviously he would not do it because he's Goldberg. And and then so I think a Riddle Daniel Bryan would be a good backup. But, you know, I'd want Riddle to go over in both of these.
Right. And you said with Daniel Bryan too, who would would they both be faces? Would one be heel? Would one be a face? What's your thoughts on that?
I kind of would like to see Riddle become a heel.
Right.
I did not like the heel Daniel Bryan that we got with the whole eco movement shit a couple years ago.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I think Daniel Bryan makes a better baby face. And I would like to see Riddle work as a heel and see what we could get from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, he has that legit kick your ass style in real life. And I'd like to see how that could translate on TV.
Right.
All right. Match number three for you. Let's go.
So, as you know, as we talked about a couple weeks ago when we did this, I want them to bring back the Money in the Bank, actually have it mean something, put it on WrestleMania. I did go back, and these are the only two multiple person matches that I have on my card. So my third match is going to be a Money in the Bank women's match, pitting Charlotte against Bayley, against Peyton Royce, against Becky, Ember Moon, Toni Storm, and Liv Morgan. As you know, I'm a big Peyton Royce fan. She cut a hell of a promo on Asuka, if you didn't see that online, as we're recording, I think it was two Mondays ago, on After Raw or Raw Talk or whatever the hell it is, that's on the network.
I'm a big fan of now.
I'm sorry?
You know who I'm a big fan of now?
Ember Moon.
Bo Dallas.
Who?
Bo Dallas.
Oh, Bo Dallas. Okay.
Bo Leave.
If you serious?
That dude can pull Liv Morgan?
Wait.
You got a fan in me, bud.
Wait. News to me, kid. He's pulling Liv Morgan?
Yeah, the scuttlebutt all over the interwebs is that Liv Morgan and Bo Dallas are a thing, and they live together.
I thought Bo Dallas was married.
Long as not.
Well, Bray wasn't married. Bray was married, too, and he went after JoJo. So, yep. Anyways. but
I believe. Holy shit.
If that's going to be the case, I believe, too. But Peyton Royce has got to get this chance, man. She really needs to get this women's title reign run in her. I know she's got the talent. She's got the look. She's probably one of the most athletic people on this roster. She wouldn't be on this roster if she wasn't, but she needs to get that push. She needs to get this briefcase, and I want to see her against Asuka. I really do. And this is going to be that chance to get her to that next level that she deserves. So I'm going to have Peyton Royce be your women's Money in the Bank winner.
Well, I'm going to stop you and I'm going to shit on yours because
of course you are.
There's already a pay-per-view called Money in the Bank, so we don't need to
get rid of it at WrestleMania. Screw it. Screw it. Get rid of the pay-per-view. I don't like the pay-per-view.
So your match is dumb for one.
Well, whatever. Well, that's what you're there for. You're there to call my crap dumb.
I'm here and I'm ready for Randy Orton and The Fiend. So match number three for me, Randy Orton versus The Fiend. I'm ready for the return of The Fiend. It's been a few months now. He needs to come on back. I'm tired of seeing Alexa Bliss do all the promos every week while we just sit in limbo and wonder what's going on.
I really dig that Fiend and Orton feud. That was actually going to be my next match, so we might as well just go with it now. We're going to see Alexa Bliss and Randy Orton this weekend at Fastlane. That's on the card. Whether we're going to actually
see
that
this weekend too?
Yeah, it's Sunday night after NWA.
It's the same day as NWA?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't watch all this. I'd rather watch NWA.
I don't know, me too. But anyways, we still have that Alexa Bliss. Oh, of course it is. Alexa Bliss is taking on Randy Orton. At least that's what's scheduled. Obviously, I think we're going to see that setup of this Fiend and Randy Orton match.
That's going to be the return of the Fiend.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's got to be. But
of course, we've been saying that since Royal Rumble.
Well, yeah. But it's just going to be interesting to see how they do it or what they're going to do. Are they going to do one of these gimmick matches? Are they going to do just a straight up match or what the hell is going to happen? I don't know, but I definitely want to sit there and find out because these are two of the better workers. One being Randy Orton. And I know your feelings on Randy Orton, but, and obviously with Bray Wyatt, in his blood as well as with Randy Orton, but they know how to work.
Bray Wyatt's awesome. If he's given the chance to work, he can freaking work. Go back and watch some of his shit with Daniel Bryan back when he was getting Daniel Bryan to join the Wyatt family.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
They had some fucking matches. Yeah. He can go. They just haven't had him go since he became the Fiend.
Well, but he just hasn't. They haven't been writing well for him. That's the problem. And I think he's been one of the many people on that main roster that has been getting the shaft as far as the writing. They've given him a lot of stuff. They've given him the title a couple times, but they've taken it right off of him or they've burned him alive. I just don't get it. And hopefully they'll make up for it this weekend for the Fiend. And hopefully we'll see him return and get to this, get to WrestleMania against Orton in some sort of fashion. But, what's your fifth match? Because my
fifth match will be a. Go ahead.
My next match was going to be the Orton and Fiend match, anyways. So.
Yeah. My fourth match is Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode versus Street Profits for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. I'd like to see Street Profits take that belt off Ziggler and Roode. And I'd like to see Ziggler and Roode not be a team anymore. They're both better singles stars.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Than tag team. And I think at least I've never – I liked Ziggler when he got his push, especially with the whole thing with Triple H. When Sting came in and attacked Seth Rollins, Ziggler was over like crazy. And yet they dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't take him seriously ever with the name Dolph Ziggler. It's so fucking stupid.
I never understood it either.
Robert Roode's a freaking star that they're another one they're missing out on, like Aleister Black, etc. That needs to be just he needs to be something else. He's better than a tag team or never being there. And Street Profits are legit. I freaking love Street Profits. So give them, let them get the belts back. I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
For my number four. So you're number five. Let's hear it.
All right. My number five is going to be the NXT title on the line. Your champion, Finn Balor, taking on Karrion Kross. Like we said before in the opening contest, this is legitimately probably going to happen on one of those nights for NXT TakeOver that week of WrestleMania. So I really wanted to see this regardless. So I'm glad that they're teasing it. And this is going to be the time for Karrion Kross to get the title back. He left because of injury. He gave it up because of injury. Finn Balor won it. I think Finn Balor has had his time spent in NXT. He's done what he can do with the brand in the brand. I think they're going to basically, quote unquote, call him up potentially to the main roster to see what
he wants to go back to the main roster.
Well, whether he wants to go back up to the main roster or not, it's not his decision whether they send him up or not. Unfortunately, we saw how well that worked out the first time, but regardless, I still think.
Well, if they used him right, it would have worked well.
If they used any of these,
to win the Universal title, it wasn't his fault that he took a buckle bomb and fucking tore his labrum.
Yeah.
So that wasn't on him.
But if they do any of this right,
they didn't use him right after that. So they shit on him. And I mean, hell, he never got, it was what? It took like two fucking years before he ever got a damn Universal match rematch.
Right. Right. But I think this is going to be the time that Karrion Kross, I think they want to make Karrion Kross the face of this brand of NXT, that is. And this is the time to do it. He never lost a championship.
I don't see Karrion Kross being on NXT long.
No.
I think he's going to be up on the main roster.
No. But I still think they're going to want to get him a title. Get him this back. He never lost it. This is the chance. These two guys can kill it. And they have before individually. And Karrion Kross is going to go over, man. This is the only way that we're going to see him really regaining this title back, because there's really nobody else out there that can really give Finn Balor a run for his money. He's ran over Cole. He's ran over O'Reilly. He's ran over Pete Dunne. Can't do that to Karrion Kross. I'm telling you that right now. So, but what is your, I think we're number six of night one, right?
I'm on number five. You went first.
Oh, okay. You're number five then.
My number five, Asuka versus Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's title. I'm ready for Rhea Ripley to be on the main roster. I'm ready for Asuka to get a real push. Yeah, she's on the main roster, but she's still not used right.
Right.
And I want to see Asuka and Rhea Ripley to a no contest where they absolutely just beat the shit out of each other.
Really?
And it's one of those where you can really build a feud on. I don't want Rhea Ripley to come up and win the title immediately, but I want her to come up and be a legit contender immediately. And you see it for her and Asuka to go at it and to end up spilling out of the ring, and it just chaos ensues because they can do it. Those two can bring it. That's what I want to see. And then you can build the feud from there.
Yeah. I think they teased, I think they had a couple vignettes with her, her being Rhea Ripley coming to Raw. Like I said, whether
she's coming to Raw, she hasn't been there yet.
Well, right. But whether that's you know,
before. I'm guessing you're not going to see her till after WrestleMania. Maybe.
You don't think so?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hope not, but
I don't hope, I hope not either.
I don't know.
Because does Asuka have, do you know if Asuka, have you seen the card for Sunday? I haven't even looked at it because I don't even plan on watching it, to be honest with you.
I haven't even seen
it. I'll have to look at it.
It's not going to be any good.
Because I don't,
it's thrown together 3 weeks after the last one. It's going to be dog shit.
Yeah. But I don't know if Asuka's going to have that title match there. So who knows? Whatever. Regardless. So we're six. All right. Night one. So
we're on your number six. Let's go. Okay.
So SmackDown Women's title. Your champion, Sasha Banks, taking out Bianca Belair. This match could very easily main event night one. Very easily could. Two of the most athletically gifted, hardest working women on the roster in this promotion. I don't think it's Bianca's time. I really don't. As much as I want to see her win, I don't think it's her time. I don't think she needs the title to be over. She's over already without it. Sasha Banks, on the other hand, I love her. She's probably one of my favorite women's wrestlers, but I think she's more needs the title to be over. Whether that be the SmackDown's women's title or whether it be the tag titles, whatever. She's the total package. Don't get me wrong, but she needs the title to be over a little bit more. So, but I'm still going to have Sasha retain over Bianca.
My number six, I'm going with what we're building in NXT right now. And that's Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that match. I can't wait for that match. I think we're going to get it on TakeOver, but I'd much prefer it be on WrestleMania where it belongs. And obviously, I would like to see Adam Cole go over Kyle O'Reilly. So I'd like to see Adam Cole get back to that main event push. I mean, obviously, he just has had matches with Finn Balor this past week, lost to Finn Balor, but he's still a main event player. I don't think Kyle O'Reilly is there quite yet. So I would have Adam Cole go over, and it's something for, you know, eventually I think Adam Cole needs to be the champion again, mm-hmm. and Kyle O'Reilly needs to slay him that way.
Right.
But not yet. So that's my number six. Your number seven. Let's hear it.
All right. My main event of night one is going to be for the WWE title. We're going to have the champion Bobby Lashley going against Drew McIntyre. This, as painful as this is for me to do, because I really want Bobby to retain, I really do, because I think he deserves it. He's worked his ass off to get to this point. I just think they're going to give Drew the title so he gets that win that he deserved last year for the title in front of fans. I really do. But a lot of people are crapping over this. I don't know why. This is going to be, it's going to be a knockout, dragout fight. But that's if Drew can get through Sheamus this weekend.
A lot of people are crapping on this because it shows you that WWE's logic is not always right. You don't have to be able to talk on the mic to be over.
Right.
And Bobby Lashley is more over right now than ever. And he doesn't really speak because he doesn't have to speak.
Right. Because he's got MVP. MVP
to do it for him. And then Bobby Lashley speaks in the ring. And his work is as good as it's ever been. And he is a believable champion. So, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but and one of the reasons why I think the fans are tired of McIntyre already is just because they have him talk too much, and he's not cool anymore. They have him do some of that dorky shit. Remember, like the suffering succotash with Roman Reigns? It's that kind of shit that really turns the fans away. Long gone are the days of the say your prayers and eat your vitamins shit that we got from Hulk Hogan.
Right.
You know, Hulk Hogan became cool again when he became a dick and a heel.
Back in 90s, yeah.
It's just one of those things. I mean, yeah, Drew McIntyre was the Scottish psychopath, but now he's this lovable fucking Irish guy.
Why not? But
anyway, so my number seven, my co-main event of the evening is an NXT unification match for the women's titles. So earlier we did the cruiserweight unification to start the show. Now to start the main events, we're going to go with the women. I want to see Kaylee Ray put her NXT UK women's title up on the line against Io Shirai in what could be the match of the freaking night. So I would have Io Shirai go over, obviously, because I think Io Shirai is the best women's wrestler in the world right now, bar none. Outside of her, Rhea Ripley. I mean, they're untouchable. Yes, I love Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa can be good, but Io Shirai and Rhea Ripley are on another level. And that's just, I think everybody in the world can see that. And if you can't, then, I mean, you can't see shit. So I'd like to see Kaylee Ray and Io Shirai, because that just would be freaking amazing.
I just want to make sure they do it the right way. That's my biggest thing on the main roster, as WWE is concerned. Yep. I just want to make sure they do it right way.
And then my main event of the evening, we're going a different direction. I want to see Roman Reigns defeat Edge.
Okay.
In their Universal title match. That's how I'd book it. I don't think Edge is a viable option for champion at 50 years old and hadn't been wrestling for 10 years. I already have said that it's not believable to me that somebody who hasn't wrestled in, you know what, two matches in 10 years comes back and starts number one in the Royal Rumble and wins the damn thing. Not buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two or whatever he started. Not buying it. So it doesn't make sense. All these other people have been destroyed by Roman. Kevin Owens didn't get it done. I'm not buying that Edge can come in and do it outside of some drastic, crazy interference. So I'm going Roman Reigns wins and to close the show for night one at WrestleMania.
Do you think it would make it better if it was a triple threat with Daniel Bryan? Just spitballing right now?
No, I hate triple threat matches.
Well, but see, I actually put logic behind this. Is
no, because that's just a fucking cheap way to get the belt off somebody without them getting pinned, and it's stupid.
Well, I'm not saying that Roman's going to lose. Roman's going to retain, but I'm saying so Edge doesn't look like the Royal Rumble was garbage. Oh, now the Royal Rumble winner doesn't make any difference. I'm saying have Roman pin.
But I'm just saying
Bryan.
In general.
It's well, no, cheap. I get what you're
it's
saying
when they do that. And then my main thing is you got all these stars that kick out of fucking everything in the world in these matches, and then they put them in a triple threat match, and they get tossed outside the ring, and they act like they were shot, and they lay there for 10 minutes. But if you throw them in the ring, they can kick out of fucking Canadian destroyers and power bombs and DDTs and pile drivers and chair shots and table slams and everything else. But they get clotheslined over the top rope, and they lay there for 5 minutes. Fuck off with that noise. Triple threat matches are stupid.
There you go. You can isolate that. It could be a drop now.
You heard it here first.
Triple threats are stupid.
Night one of WrestleMania.
All right, so night two.
Now we're at Sunday. Go ahead. Give me your match one of the night. I already know what it is. It's dumb. They already have pay-per-view on it.
Well, you know what? Kiss my ass. No, seriously, the logic behind this was before the damn pay-per-view was there. That was the stupidest thing that they ever could do. Keep it at WrestleMania, damn it. Night one, obviously.
Well, your matches would make sense if they kept it at WrestleMania.
Right. But I know, but hey, dream card, let's go. God. So Money in the Bank for the men's is going to be KO, Shinsuke Nakamura, Ricochet, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, Keith Lee, and Cesaro. Cesaro's going to escape this with the win, take this briefcase. Because there's no Money in the Bank pay-per-view, take the briefcase, cash it in, whatever he wants. Cesaro is one of those guys that been up and down the roads. He's been on the Indies, been in ROH. He's been all over. He needs to get that run, just like we were talking about. I was talking about with Peyton Royce. They've been getting the shaft for years since they've been in the company. This is their time to shine. This is the time for them to get this title run.
Sean Spears, you are a lucky man.
Son of a bitch.
I'm just saying, I hate you.
I hate his face. and his stupid mohawk. Now, I'm sure he's a great guy, but Cesaro's, he needs this win, man. He really does. He is over no matter what, but he needs gold, man. I'm sick of seeing him with U.S. gold. I'm sick of seeing him with tag team gold. Get him the heavyweight title, for God's sake. Anyways, what's your first match?
I'm opening the show with the women's tag team title. Obviously, we got this show on NXT a couple weeks ago, and then we got NXT women's tag titles themselves. But I wanted to see the winner of the Dusty Rhodes Classic Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax for the women's tag team titles. Get that belt on this card and let's let it get some prestige. It kind of seems like it gets lost out there, but I think tag team wrestling as a whole by WWE gets lost in the shuffle. So I'd like to see Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax go over as they did. And I think they should have, but I would like to see Raquel Gonzalez and Nia Jax really go at it. And then I would like to see Raquel Gonzalez pull off some of her moves and really dominate Nia Jax in a way that nobody's ever seen it. Yeah. And I think that could be pretty cool. And it, you could build up on it. But then in the end, I think Baszler and Jax would be the right call.
Yeah. So to spin off, I meant to ask you this earlier with about Raquel Gonzalez. Do you see her being along the same lines of a Rhea Ripley as far as being that dominant woman?
She could be.
Yeah. And she's got time. Obviously, she needs a lot of work, but still, I think you can get her to that point.
Yeah, she can get there.
Yeah. So my match two for night two of WrestleMania, I'm going to see them actually put the IC title on the line for once at a WrestleMania. We haven't seen it in a couple years. We're going to have Big E put his IC title on the line against a returning Aleister Black. We have not seen Aleister Black in months. Now's the time to pull the cord, bring him back, and have him beat Big E Langston, or Big E, whatever the hell you want to call him, and get some goddamn gold around his waist.
Paid to sit at home.
Well, it's probably going to be his contract, whatever the hell he signed. It's got to be. I mean,
I need that job.
And he gets to go home to
Tia. He gets to sit at home. He gets to sit at home with Tia Trinidad. Oh, tough life.
Yeah, fuck him. Not seriously, but no, he's a good dude.
No, because he's fucking awesome, and he deserves to be at the top of this card. He should be in Edge's place right now. You want to know my thoughts?
No, I've been singing his praises since he started. When he came back, I don't remember if you saw this, when they ran that first UK pay-per-view, when they had Pete Dunne, when they had Tyler Bate, they had all these guys. Aleister Black came back and debuted for NXT UK before his unit NXT UK as Tommy End, which was his ring name.
That's his real name.
Yeah. Because he's facing guys like Chris Hero. He's facing guys like Walter. He's facing a lot of these guys. And now he gets over here and he gets shit on after he gets to the main roster. Because he was booked correctly in NXT.
Vince doesn't get it. Vince doesn't get it. And then everything that they've built up is gone.
So, yeah, Aleister Black, come back, two, win the IC title, pretty much.
My number two, I'm going to NXT title unification. I want to see Finn Balor versus Walter in NXT unification match.
And I like it.
Actually, as hard as this is on me, I would like to see Walter go over in that.
Hmm.
And then I would like to see, I think you and I have discussed this. I'd like to see Walter go over.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Balor get his shot again. Walter go over again. And then Walter, you know, continue as champion going over other people. And then Balor to get his return as the demon to slay Walter in the long run. That's how I would book it.
But do you see...
So that WWE would never, ever, ever, because that's their way. But that's what I would like to see. And I think the fans would get a real fucking kick out of that. And Walter is awesome.
Yeah. But do you see...
And we need Walter on NXT here in America.
No, no doubt about that.
Imperium, we need those guys here. They are awesome.
But do you see the... if you see believably Finn beating Walter, is that believable in your eyes?
The demon can. Fuck, he beat Bobby Lashley. Look what we got now.
Well, true, but it just, you just want to make sure
Joe,
we keep
Bobby
on saying
Lashley,
we keep on saying it should be
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Look what he did. Look how he hung with Lesnar, and he wasn't even the demon.
Yeah.
It can be done. If it's booked right, it can be done.
Well, I just want to make sure it's believable.
He isn't much smaller than Shawn Michaels.
Anyways, my third match of night two, it's going to be the same match that you called For the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Street Profits going over Ziggler and Rude. Not really going to delve too much into this because we pretty much say the same thing about it.
Until we get viable tag teams, it's all a bunch of shit.
Street Profits
are good tag teams to work with because Street Profits put on a hell of a show.
Well, and Hurt Business was too until they fucking lost, but whatever. That's another conversation for another time, but what is your third
match? My number three. I'm going Intercontinental title match.
Okay.
Yep. I'd like to see Big E versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental title. And I'd like to see Big E absolutely just destroy Sami Zayn. And it's, you know, with the whole thing they're doing with Sami Zayn right now with the camera crew and all that and his whining about losing the Intercontinental title. I would like to see it like an emphasis put on him not being the champion anymore and just get absolutely destroyed. I think that'd make for good television.
Yeah.
All right, number four. Let's hear it.
So my number four is going to be what you also said to Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly. I just want to see this just as much as you do. You want to get this end all be all kind of thing, have them beat the crap out of each other, get it over with, get out of your systems. It's like two kids. Beat the crap out of each other. Let's go. Let's get this over with. Kyle O'Reilly's going to be taking out Adam Cole. Kyle O'Reilly's going to get the win at WrestleMania. So what's your number five?
You're not thinking long term.
Of course I'm not thinking long term. Well,
my number five. I'm actually on number four.
Or number four. I can't count today, apparently. So,
originally, you know, I was going with a Charlotte Lacey Evans kind of thing because that's what we were building towards.
But Lacey Evans got pregnant. Lucky dude. And now that match is just going to be off. I don't even have Charlotte on my card anymore.
Really? So, how dare you?
Well, she can go make her movie. She's doing that Walking Tall movie now. So she can go do that.
Walking Tall? What?
So they're doing a Walking Tall remake, and Charlotte's going to be the main star for a USA straight to cable TV movie.
Huh. I guess I missed that.
Yeah, it came out. On Monday, the 15th of March, that would be yesterday when we're recording this, but people don't even know that secret.
Yeah.
Because we do this live.
Okay, live, so I am going to go.
We talked about, I would like to see a New Day breakup. If I had it my way, Kofi Kingston would be getting a shot at Drew McIntyre right now, or probably The Miz right now, and would lose on a screw up by Xavier Woods. At Fastlane. So we're talking Fastlane here. Kofi Kingston versus The Miz for the WWE title. The Miz goes over because Xavier Woods messes something up. Kofi Kingston then snaps and we get a nasty heel Kofi. I'd like to see that. Kofi Kingston defeats Xavier Woods in a match on WrestleMania and we get a new nasty heel Kofi. Another viable option for heel champion on the Raw brand.
All right. So
let's get your number five.
My number five. Kind of like the old guard taking on the new guard. I'm going to have Seth Rollins and Sheamus tag together. I know you don't like it. They're getting thrown together, but there's a point behind it. They're taking on MSK. Wily veterans want to teach these young punks a lesson, but the young punks are going to get one over on the old veterans. MSK taking out Seth Rollins and Sheamus. MSK is going to be the tag team of the future. Plain and simple. And this is would be
they'll be
their
broken up and after on the main roster, and one of them will be named Shorty McGee.
Reverend K or something.
Will be named Tolly McGee. So something stupid.
You're a good sayer.
So I'm going strictly. I think it's dumb. We already know we're getting it, but I think it's dumb. But we're gonna go with it because I think WWE really sees something in Bad Bunny right now. And since Bad Bunny recently won a Grammy with the Latin Best Latin Pop Artist or whatever, might as well go with it and use it. I would like to see Miz versus Damian Priest. Now I don't want to see Bad Bunny in a match, but I could see Damian Priest with Bad Bunny. And then I, you know, have Bad Bunny help Damian Priest beat Miz in their little match. but not get in the ring. I don't like when celebrities get in the ring and then actually beat up wrestlers or do anything like that, because it makes the wrestling business look weak. So I don't really need to see Bad Bunny get in there and make Miz look like a joke who, you know, less than a month ago was our heavyweight champion.
So I'd go that route.
It's good reasoning behind it, but I, you know, it's going to happen. Might as well just go with it.
Yeah.
So my six.
All right, let's hear your six.
Is going to be the same thing that you said on the night one. Is Rhea Ripley taking on Asuka for the Raw Women's title? Rhea Ripley is going to be the person to take out Asuka. That's been my prediction since we've seen this dominance of Rhea Ripley. We saw Asuka obviously lose to Charlotte. I'm just forgetting that, erasing that from my memory. To me, Asuka's still going strong. Rhea Ripley's going to be taken, running roughshod all over the Raw roster, women's roster. She is legit.
Jobbed out to Charlotte.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's going to happen. She already did last year.
I know.
It already happened. So Rhea Ripley's going to get her win back this year at WrestleMania, taking the women's championship home with her.
So, all right. Well, I'm going
six.
Just to get them on the card. They're not going to be wrestling, but they need a segment for some type of number one contender type deal. I think we need to get KO and Seth Rollins out there in front of the fans. But I'm kind of in a movement here with a lot of NXT stars, so it took up a lot of the main roster space. But I still think Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins are major players in this company and can be when booked right. And so I'd like to see some kind of segment between them that sets up something in the future for a number one contenders match. But so we're going to start my co-main event of the evening for night two.
Okay.
And I'm going Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair.
Okay.
And you and I agree 100% on this match. I think Sasha Banks needs to win because I think Sasha Banks needs to be the champion more than Bianca Belair does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Bianca Belair's there yet. She's awesome. She's not there yet. I would like to see Sasha go over, and I'd like to see Bianca, you know, struggle to get to that title, not win it right away. So we're there. We agree. Yeah. Sasha Banks is better with that belt right now, and we need that.
Well, and I think to go off of that too, I just – bringing something up with that is I think we're gonna see Sasha win kind of like a heel way, you know, roll up or feet on the ropes, something to get out of there with a victory to continue this feud, because like we said, Bianca's good. She's not there yet, but she does have that title in her future. So we'll have to wait and see. But what is what's your main event? You said that was your co-main event, right? Oh, my.
Yeah, let's get your main event.
So my main event is going to be for the Universal title. It's going to be Roman Reigns taking on Daniel Bryan. I had this as a triple threat. I got rid of it. I'm going to see Daniel Bryan taking out.
Stupid.
Well, right. Daniel Bryan's going to get one last title run. We saw this last week on SmackDown. Daniel Bryan says, I don't know. This may be my last WrestleMania. Well, go out with a bang, man. Take that championship off of Roman Reigns, my friend. Become the new Universal Champion. Roman Reigns is going to... I'm going to make a bold prediction right here. We're going to see the return of Brock Lesnar at this WrestleMania and taking out, costing Roman Reigns the title. I don't know why. I just have a feeling something's going to happen that we're going to see another Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar match. I don't like it, but I think it's going to happen.
I hear you. My main event of the evening and of WrestleMania all together. I'm booking it differently, though.
Okay.
I have Drew McIntyre going into WrestleMania as champion after defeating The Miz.
Okay.
And Bobby Lashley as having never won the title.
And winning it.
And gunning for his first winning and then winning the title at WrestleMania in a dominant fashion.
Okay, so you have Bobby winning it.
I have Bobby beating...
Yeah, Bobby
beating McIntyre for the title, for his first title.
So he wouldn't have won
if it was booked my way.
Gotcha.
I would have liked to have seen him won it or win it at WrestleMania. And to be honest, I would have liked to have seen Bobby Lashley win the Royal Rumble.
That makes more sense.
Done it that way.
That makes more sense that way. I get that. One last time, let's send it up to the ring with Rich Palladino.
The following contest is scheduled for 10 minutes and revolves around you. It's listener questions.
Hello, this is Michael McConaughey. My question is to both RJ and Dave. What is one change you would like to see both WWE and AEW make in their programming?
All right. So thanks to Rich and Michael McClanahan for that question. Dave, you heard what he asked. What's your thoughts on that, man?
My thoughts are pretty simple. And I mean, I've been pretty open about this, you know, to you and to others. With AEW, the main problem is the booking. The booking's off. And I think the writing is included with that. A lot of it to me seems very flippy floppy. And, you know, you have somebody who's a heel one week, they're a face the next week, they're a heel. It's not making sense. We've seen the Young Bucks flip flop a couple times now. Cody Rhodes has started out as a heel, he become a face. You have Dark Order were heels. And then, I mean, I get that, but now they're these huge baby faces. And just, It needs direction. It needs serious direction going one way, and people that are writing this show that aren't wrestlers having fun, because that's what I think it is. I think these wrestlers are having fun, but the main constant that's actually been there has been Chris Jericho and the Inner Circle. You know, they've had like a direction and they've gone on that in that direction. And it just seems everybody else has just been kind of all over the place. And so I would like to see a little bit better writing in AEW. Now for WWE, get rid of that damn third hour for Monday Night Raw. That show is way too long, especially since it runs over. So it's over 3 hours. So Vince McMahon has the idea in his head that pay-per-views at 3 hours are too long. So we're getting 2.5 hour pay-per-views that aren't, you know, Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. But you can give me 3 hours and 10 minutes of straight bullshit every Monday night. I don't have time for that. Nor am I going to watch it. It's god awful. If you have too many wrestlers and you can't get them all on television, get rid of them. You're not using people like Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler, Aleister Black, Andrade, Keith Lee. They're not being used right. So why do you even have them? If you're going to push the likes of Otis and forget about anybody else existing that I just named, I'm done. I mean, Shorty Gable, that's what you come up with. That's what we get. Nah. So get rid of the second hour. You have 2 hours of Monday Night Raw. You have 2 hours of NXT. You have 2 hours of SmackDown. That's 6 hours of live television program right there. If you can't find a way to get some of these stars on there, then get rid of them. We don't need to see the same stars every week. That's what made wrestling great in the late 80s and early 90s. Guess what? We didn't turn on the program and see Hulk Hogan plastered all over our TV every fucking time we watched wrestling. We don't need to see Roman Reigns or Drew McIntyre or Bobby Lashley or anybody else that many times either. You make people burnt out with that. So move along.
So the only comments I want to make outside of what you, I agree with you a little bit on that, but the two other ones I really think are more crucial for both AEW, NXT, WWE. I want to see two sides of the coin. It's either you're a heel or you're a face. There's no in between anymore. And if you're in between, you have to make it believable. I want to see wrestling be a little bit more believable. Obviously, we're probably not going to see that in AEW with their writing. But if everything goes according to a plan, like what you were saying, as far as the writing goes in AEW, we may be able to see that. I don't want to see Marco Stunt going against the likes of a Brian Cage, who basically can floss his goddamn teeth with the kid. I want to see it believable.
I don't want to see Marco Stunt ever.
I don't either, but that's the point I'm trying to make, is I want this believability. At least a little bit. And that's, it just blows my mind. I'm just like, I get it. You want to get everybody on, you want to be a comedy, whatever, but you can do other things to do for in place of that. main roster, same sort of thing. I want this short, sweet, to the point. The only thing that I have, I want to see is what you said. I want the Raw and SmackDown, more so Raw, to be down to 2 hours. If you can't write for a 2-hour show and get people on it, that's on you, man. Maybe you should start seeing, you know, seeing, getting somebody in that can actually write the right way, because it just blows my mind when, like you said, you're getting to see all these guys that aren't being used at all. They're not being used right. Their gimmicks are terrible. Oh, we want something different. Well, I don't want to see something different, man. I haven't watched Raw consistently probably since last WrestleMania. I got better things to do on my time. If it was a 2-hour show, maybe I'd stay up and watch the whole thing. You're telling me I got to stay up to 11 o'clock at night? Maybe it's like possible if I'm off, but it's just god awful. The writing's terrible. The broadcasting's terrible. And it's just all around terrible. It has nothing to do with the talent. It's more of the people behind the scenes that are trying to put this garbage on TV, and shame on them for trying to make us believe this crap. So, but hopefully we didn't crap on that question for you, Michael, but we appreciate you for asking that. So let's head to our new segment of the Ringside Rant. Let's go to our Ranter of the Week.
Well, RJ and Dave, today the word is positivity. I am so sick of trolls on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, ripping AEW, WWE, NWA, and any organization for any missteps they have. Professional wrestling gives us all an outlet to smile, enjoy, and feel. During this time of unrest, it is so important to smile. So while you're out there today, I vow to stay positive, and I ask you to do the same. Find something nice to say about somebody. Reach out to somebody in need and help your fellow man. We as a wrestling community are so tight-knit that we can change the world with positivity. Whether it's sparklers or a red-lit ring, stop all the hate when it comes to wrestling. And stay positive. RJ and Dave, you guys are doing a hell of a job. Keep it up, pal. And I'm out.
Dave, how can people get a hold of you if they have not gotten a hold of you so far?
You can find me on Twitter at Dave in the QC. Hit me up.
Yell at
them. Three-way matches are stupid.
Yell at them about three-way matches. But you can follow the show at _ringside rant on Instagram and Twitter. Head over to ringsiderant.wolforapparel.com. Check out the great merchandise we have over there. Check out all our friends over at Full Press Coverage, fullpresscoverage.com. Thanks for allowing us to be a part of your great network. Thanks to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast Network. We're just on their network as well. So big thanks to all the boys over at the Shining Wizards. Guys, we just appreciate everything that you have given us as far as feedback, good, bad, and different, especially this time of the way everything's going with this pandemic. Everybody's been very forthcoming to us, saying that they're enjoying the show, that Dave and I are getting along. I don't know how that's possible, but appreciate each and every one of you that has downloaded this episode, has downloaded episodes before, that are telling your friends, telling your family, but still continue to help us out. Go over there and follow on social medias, subscribe on iOS, on Google, on Spotify, on iHeart, wherever you get your great podcast. Go over and subscribe, go over and download the Full Press Coverage app. We're on that as well. Check out our boys, like I said, at Shining Wizards. Check out all the great podcasts that are on Full Press Coverage as well. But Dave, without further ado, we'll close shop for the night. And next week is going to be yet another groundbreaking interview. Looking forward to it very much. I can't speak for you, Dave, but this is going to be one of my bucket list interviews that I've done in the last year or so since we've been doing the show. But tune in. We'll make an announcement probably about Sunday or Monday sometime on who that's going to be. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. I can guarantee you that. So appreciate you. Tune in next week to the Ringside Rant. And thank you for joining us right here in Ranters Nation.